You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ah, that raucous bit of business was brand new from Shame's brand new album. The album is called Drunk Tank Pink. The track itself is called 6-1. You're on BFM, and I messed up my song timing because the track we played before Shame was an incredibly ruckus jungle remix of possibly the world's best known Dawn Raid entertainment song, Swing by Savage. It was breakbeats. Were you guys managing to hear that in the car? Or were you racing up the...
Bloody Uber driver had Newstalk ZB on.
Oh, that happens, though.
We had to listen to Mike Hosking.
That happens. I'm sorry about that. In the studio right now with me, I have Oscar Keightley, playwright, journalist, writer, actor, and now director of a brand new film, which I have also been lucky enough to see. It is called Dawn Raid.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm really good. It's so awesome to be here in the BFM studio. This is actually where I started my broadcasting career.
Are you serious?
As a 21-year-old, that's one of the coolest things about B is that so many people got their starts here. And, you know, they let me in, and I just remember the wall of albums back in those days in the cart. So BFM's very...
That's always changed.
I love it. So BFM's very special. To me, but also it's actually part of the Dawn Raid story, and actually the film features a funny little segment from a BNET Awards from 2001.
I know. Old, I think there's Professor and Aaron Carson dressed up as Fred Dagg.
And actually B was one of the first, in fact probably was the first station to play Fallen Angels, to play the Decepticons on their True School Hip Hop show.
True School Hip Hop show and Decepticons. I remember listening to that when I was just a wee thing. We have a live track from Decepticons to finish up on, recorded right in the BFM studio.
Shut up, that's amazing.
We also found a few things like this.
What's up? This is your boy Savage. Just a massive shout out to BFM. You guys are the ones that started it. Much love, much respect. Yeah,
see?
I have to give the respect to the True School show. That was definitely them.
No, that was cool. And they introduced actually Auckland audiences to them. So a lot of people were like, who are these kids? From South Auckland, and it really helped build the hype. And so shout out to BFM and the BNET Awards for breaking people before anyone else.
Well, shout out to Tanyalu Leao-Savai and Andy Murnane, who are the main subjects of the documentary made. Brother D and Andy, who met at Manukau Polytechnic at a business course.
Which they didn't finish, and maybe they should have. But you'll see why in the film.
Yes. And Dawn Raid itself, if you've been living under a rock and have no idea what we're talking about, is an entertainment business that featured Decepticons, Aradna, Addies, the solo careers of Mareko and Savage, and so much more. They were kind of a community hub as well. So your document... Please excuse the knocking. So when you are on your way in, you'll also see that there's a wall in front of us. We've been walled off while most of the university is being demolished.
But we
keep going as best we can.
Have they sold that house yet?
Is
that how they're able to pay for these renovations? Because they finally sold the project, the deputy
Who
vice
knows?
Chancellor anyway.
Who knows? It's definitely not a perfect university, but they allow us to keep running. So we're happy for that.
I'll give them that.
When you were approaching this story, which is a massive story of Pacifica visibility in a time where, you know, hip-hop meant stuff that came from the US and not much else, when there's so much to tell, how do you look at that narrative and pick what to put into a short documentary?
Yeah, no, you're right, because we had months and, hundreds of hours of footage, and I just had to... focus on a chunk of their story, and so I chose their foundation years because that's an important part. And you know, if you look at really, and I looked at a lot of music movies, and I saw one on a band that hated each other, and I loved them, but it was a record of this band, and it was all about how much they hated each other.
Right.
But then I saw stuff like the one on Oasis. They hate each other.
They do.
But at the end of it, you think, wow, they love each other so much. So it's with the big, long, sprawly story, it's about finding that chunk that will really speak to people and that kind of speaks their story for them.
When you have so many people and so much story, and obviously when you have friendships, whānau, and money, that's always going to go wrong.
Yeah.
So when you get everybody to buy in and agree to be part of telling that story.
And that's the hardest part.
Yes. How do you walk that line, that tightrope of not upsetting anybody, but also letting people be truthful?
It wasn't always an easy dance, absolutely. It was real tough. And, you know, you're dealing with real people's lives, and it's just about keeping that respect and knowing that this is going to be a record that's going to be there forever.
Mm.
I didn't want anyone to hate each other. I didn't want them to feel bruised after the experience. I didn't want them to feel too exploited.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be a beautiful record of something special that happened, but it comes down to basically love.
Yeah.
And making sure that you love your subject and you care enough about how they're presented, even if it's warts and all, you know, because you can't be all roses and light about it either.
Well, it's such a fantastic story, and you managed to really showcase the thing that most of us remember and love the most, which is the music. So yeah. I recommend today is opening day for Dawn Raid. Get out there, make sure it has an amazing opening weekend and opening night. All around New Zealand, get into a cinema and make sure you pick one with an excellent sound system, because
that's one of the coolest things, eh? Just listening to the music through decent speakers.
Oh my God, the songs still slap so hard. Speaking of the songs, we're going to go out now on a Decepticons track which was recorded right here in the studio in which Oscar and I are standing.
Amazing.
This is Elimination. You're on BFM. Go online and book your tickets right now. Dawn Raid in cinemas today onwards.
Welcome to my humble abode, Mike Metaphysics, where Biden is no feat like the metric system. The type of approach, open mic mechanisms and exit with it. My lightning flashes, split seconds, prior to thunder sounds. Two identical styles, so one has to cancel the other out. Underground, miles beneath the tarmac. Bops from the quad backs, passing mics like halfbacks. A Polynesian cowboy on a seahorse. Biters get my middle fingers like the K and D keys on a keyboard. I eat wisdom like a three course. In this cold world, I make my rhymes fat just to keep warm. My brain store rains for 40 days and 40 nights. So I climb the high and Ernie just so I can see the water rise.
My record,
nourishment for the mind. These MCs upsize the beef while I'm trying to order fries.
Let me prescribe an antibody that makes you enhance. Stolen from my doctor's secret stash. Blood clots my veins, too ill to spill. Cause even without air, I'm breathing still. My heart beats with every goggle of a hot bottle. Worn out like graph artist nozzles. I'm the type that amazes doctors. Passing breath tests, drunk on vodkas. Lungs are blown, yo, shattered to bits. The master, immune to AIDS and cancer. Hit Earth so hard, it's gonna echo on the stars. My footprints will leave a mark seen from Mars. I see through my eyelids, so really I don't sleep. The devil knows, the EKI pick it all. See, manipulating my cause to transmit words. If you listen close, my body and angel can't be heard.
Contest, a verse will hurt you. More complex than a perfect circle. Coconuts evaporate in the basics with the process of elimination.
One
contest, a verse will hurt you. More complex than a perfect circle. Coconuts evaporate in the basics with the process of elimination.
In anatomical terms, my skeleton's ridiculous. I might just break through my clavicle and break my ribs. Chase the liquid form in a state of matter. Your one dropping science shit, it's still I got a full bladder. I shattered the first, even the one who finally made it. I toppled the most worst, even the favorite. I'm ranked open, one in the damn universe. I curse MCs who write their freestyles already rehearsed. Yo, I pause for a split second and receive flashbacks. It's sharp, but still it's blunter than a table knife. Flaps the polar ice caps and absorb souls from life. Call me Shang Tsung, I'm the most dominant phenotype. My hype's uncontrollable, my mouth speaks in symbols. Hack a computer and fire quick, fine, and maximal. Why'd you think my style's not underground?
Hell no.
Yo, I'm so underground, I ended up on the planet Pluto.
I'm off the top like the hair loss off your bald spot. I'm more annoying than telemarketing door knocks.
Keep your doors locked, I'm fresher than four fobs. Unstoppable like time whenever my verse drops. Either drunk or half tipsy, rum or half whiskey. In the ring, no other MC can last with me. Tryna face me, you'll find yourself running faster. I'll finish you off in the stance of a drunken master. Wanna curse me with all that witchcraft curse? I'll spit my worst verse, your reverse, and I still come first. Everybody's here so positive, well, I'm the negative wire. Just take your hip and hop your ass up out my cipher. I'm more underground than any dead man walking, cause I'm the reason why you wish your birth was an abortion. Distortion can't even compare to South Auckland. I attack at full force without reinforcement.
One verse will hurt you, plus echo of the stars. Elimination. One verse will hurt you, plus echo of the stars. Elimination. Contest, a verse will hurt you, more complex than a perfect circle. Coconuts evaporate in the basics with the process of elimination.
One
contest, a verse will hurt you, more complex than a perfect circle. Coconuts evaporate in the basics with the process of elimination.
One verse will hurt you, plus echo of the stars. Elimination, elimination.
Elimination by Decepticons, recorded live in the very studio I'm standing in years ago, I'm guessing, on the True School Hip Hop Show. What an amazing tune. We played it in honour of having Oscar Keightley, the director of a brand new documentary on Dawn Raid Entertainment, in the studio with us. And in between hammering noises, we heard all about the movie, which you can see. It opens on 70 screens today. Get out there, see a quintessentially New Zealand story, a quintessentially New Zealand music story in one of the only countries in the world where you can currently go to the movies. Sounds like a good idea, I reckon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.